Well, we are going to interrupt the normal course of programming as we're going live now to the Lebanese capital, Beirut, where Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad and his Lebanese counterpart, Michel Soleiman, are holding a joint press conference in continuation of the Iranian president's official visit to Lebanon. Here is the press conference.
I would like to welcome the Iranian president. We are discussing the ways to further develop the bilateral ties between both states, and this will serve the common interests of both friendly countries, both friendly peoples, and this will also serve the interests of both countries at this period, which is witnessing many challenges. I express my thanks to the Iranian president for Iran's continuous support for Lebanon, its continued support against the Israeli assaults and against the continuous Israeli threats. And I express a special thanks to Iran for its support and its assistance in reconstruction after the destruction of the July 2006 war. Lebanon was able to confront and face this July 2006 war because of the unity of its army, resistance and people. We stressed on the necessity of national unity, of Lebanese national unity, and we stressed also on common living side by side and supporting institutions and also further supporting the stability. And this will help to confront the conspiracies and the dangers which aim to create divisions amongst the Lebanese and which also aim to weaken the capabilities of the Lebanese and aim to create a state of havoc and rip the whole region apart. I also stress to President Najat Lebanon's intention of continuing to work to oblige Israel to implement UN Security Council Resolution 1701, to implement this resolution in all of its articles, and especially the complete withdrawal, the complete and unconditional withdrawal from all Lebanese territories which are still under occupation. And we also reserve our right to retrieve this occupied territory. We reserve our right to retrieve this territory with all legitimate means. This comes at the same time whereby we pursue our efforts to agree to a Lebanese national defense strategy to protect Lebanon and to defend Lebanon's territory and its natural resources. We also signed a number of agreements and a number of mutual understandings in economic areas and in areas of commerce and technology, and we also signed agreements in agriculture, communications, health, environment and education, tourism, sports, energy and water. And we signed many other agreements, or many other agreements will also be signed in due course after we hold further discussions. I also would like to highlight that we must continue to work and to increase our efforts to provide more chances for investment and to increase bilateral trade and also cultural ties between both countries and to expand the horizon for cooperation in all different sectors. When it comes to the regional perspective, we stressed on the necessity and the importance to hold on to the Arab and Palestinian rights. Including these rights, or included, are the right to retrieve all Arab territories which are under occupation and the right of the Palestinian refugees to return to their territories and to their original home and to reject their nationalization. We also stress on the necessity to continue with the efforts to impose a just and comprehensive solution in the Middle East. Such a solution must be based upon what the Arab League summit in Beirut specified, and it must be based upon the decisions by the OIC, the Organization of the Islamic Conference, and must also be in agreement with the Security Council resolutions which we abide by. All this must be taken to confront the Israeli aggression and the Israeli rejection of peace and its continuous building of settlements and the activities against Jerusalem and the siege on Gaza. We must take all these measures to confront these Israeli policies. We also discussed international terrorism and the necessity of distinguishing between terrorism and resistance. And we discussed unifying the efforts to combat international terrorism and put an end to the reasons which bring about international terrorism. When it comes to Iraq, we stressed on the necessity of Iraqi unity, of Iraqi sovereignty and the independence of Iraq and the spirit of cooperation and agreement and consensus. We also stress on the right of countries to use nuclear energy for peaceful purposes in accordance with legal norms and international laws. And we stress here on the right of Iran to use nuclear energy for peaceful purposes. And we support, of course, Iran's nuclear program. And this issue must be solved by dialogue far away from any threats. And thank you.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, may peace and blessings of God be on Prophet Muhammad and his holy household.
أجعلنا من خير أنصاره وأبانه والمستشهدين بين يديه.
I appreciate God Almighty to have given me the chance to visit Lebanon. I would also like to thank my endeared brother, respected President of Lebanon, for extending an invitation and also the warm welcome and reception that they provided for us. I would like to also thank the Speaker of Parliament and also the respected head of government, the cabinet ministers, as well as representatives of the parliament. My appreciation goes to all of them. Also the respected people, the crowds that came to welcome their brother and used this chance to show their unity and frivolous zeal. We think that we feel we are at home and we're among our own brothers. Today, the status of Lebanon in our region and also at the world level, Lebanon has a high status. The praiseworthy resistance of the Lebanese people, the government and the army of Lebanon in the face of the Zionist enemy has brought dignity and pride. It's a source of pride for all regional states and also all freedom lovers and justice seekers. Today the name of Lebanon and all Lebanese reminds you of the banner of pride and dignity. It's not only for the people of Lebanon, it's a source of pride for all the regional nations. The unilateral equations of the enemies of the regional people, Lebanon has changed these equations to the benefit of the regional countries. Lebanon is the land of culture, literature, know-how, thought and friendship.
It is the country of dignity. For the fact that I was able to of course receive or to come here after the invitation was extended to me by Lebanese President Michel Suleiman, and I see myself here amongst my brothers, amongst my loved ones. Lebanon is the country of the honorable, the country of people who have knowledge, the country of people who have literature, and the roots of our relations. We discussed all of these subjects with each other. These very nice faces now on the Lebanese people, cultural, economical, these are very, very nice educational faces. There are many common There is a lot of common ground between the Iranian and Lebanese people, and the most important similarity is, or the many, there are many similarities, and we are two people who love. We are students of justice, and previously in history we had many common interests, and we have very, very common enemies as well. And I would like to thank God that He allowed me to visit this great country, this very honorable country. And as Lebanese President Michel Suleiman said, our discussions were positive and constructive, extremely positive and positive and constructive. And we discussed many important issues. We discussed many subjects which bring the countries together and which are related to bilateral ties and regional and international issues. And concerning the bilateral cooperation, we stressed that our cooperation, our bilateral cooperation, is unlimited. And today, just previously before this press conference, a number of agreements and mutual understandings were signed in many different fields, cultural, economic, and educational understandings. We also signed agreements about investment and transportation and energy. We signed agreements regarding water and environment, and we also signed agreements regarding higher education and tourism. I am very sure that this visit and that the agreements which we reached, I am very sure that these agreements have led to a new positive horizon on the level of bilateral ties, and this will lead to more efforts in the future to further develop these ties and promote these ties. I think this will also facilitate taking more steps, taking solid steps, and so these discussions open the door for a new relation. And regarding the regional international situation, we have many common points of view regarding the international and regional situation. Both countries are against the occupation and are against the military assaults, and both countries are against the crimes which are committed by the Zionist enemy, and both are against those who support this Zionist enemy. We call on the peoples of the region. We call on the people of a region to live as free people, to live as free people side by side, and to enter into a new era of cooperation and friendship. This way, with peaceful coexistence, we will achieve a lot, and we are against any kind of assault. We are against any kind of assaults, and we are against any kind of attacks which are waged by the Zionist enemy. And we and the Lebanese, we have a common understanding, which is that the Palestinian cause must be solved. This Palestinian cause must be solved based upon justice, and the Palestinian refugees must go back to their homeland, which is under occupation. And all of the occupied territories, all of the Palestinian occupied territories must be liberated. This spirit, this criminal spirit of the Zionist entity can be seen very clearly by its military assaults and by its military wars. Our region, the region of the Middle East, can never see light, can never see stability, can never see justice with this Zionist entity. So we support the struggle of the Lebanese in confronting these Israeli assaults and confronting these Zionist practices. We support Lebanon. We totally support this country. And we call very seriously, we call for liberating the Lebanese territories which are under occupation, and we call for liberating the territories in Syria and in Palestine which are under occupation. We call on Lebanon to be a unified country, a unified Lebanon, which is a developed state, a strong state, a state which has capabilities. And we stand side by side with the Lebanese government and the Lebanese people. We stand side by side with them until all of the aspirations of the Lebanese people are realized. We call for a region which is full of stability and growth, and we also want this region to have friendly ties with all other states. And here we believe that the Lebanese people and all of the peoples in the region are capable of managing their own affairs, and we also believe these peoples are capable of managing their relations with one another, relations which will be based on justice. our region does not need intervention. Our region does not need regional intervention from regional states or from foreign states. We do not need outside intervention. We also agreed with the Lebanese president on continuing and further increasing our discussions and our meetings as much as possible. And we highlighted the importance of sharing our experiences with one another and to hold bilateral visits, to hold continuous visits between high-ranking officials with both countries so we can reach the peak in bilateral ties. And for this reason, we will support one another. I would like once again to express my thanks and my appreciation to His Excellency President Michel Suleiman, this solid man, this courageous man, this man who is full of will and morale and perseverance. This honorable figure who is preserving Lebanese dignity and the honor of the Lebanese people. I would like to express my deep thanks also to my dear brother, Parliament Speaker Nabih Birri. I would like to thank him because Parliament Speaker Birri also stands side by side with the Lebanese President Michel Suleiman in his mission, and he is also walking on the path of leading Lebanon to more growth. I would like to express my thanks as well to my dear brother, the Lebanese Prime Minister Saad al-Hariri. I would like to express my thanks to him because His Excellency Prime Minister Hariri is working hard for the sake of Lebanon's growth and Lebanon's stability. And I would like to express my thanks to the members of the Lebanese cabinet. I would like to express my thanks to the heroic Lebanese people, the people of resistance, the great people of resistance. These people are dear to our hearts. And I would like to express my thanks from the bottom of my heart to all of you. And I announce here that the Iranian people, in all events, in all arenas, until all the big goals are achieved, until all the major goals are achieved, the Iranian people will stand side by side with the Lebanese government and the Lebanese people. A question which is inaudible. The question repeated once again from NBC. Inaudible. Stance towards this visit.
I have also stressed that in order to have cooperations by both countries, we don't see any obstacles or restrictions. We are two friendly nations, we are both independent, and we are both keen on having our relations expand in all areas. Today, with a formal invitation that my brother extended, I'm now the guest of the people and the government of Lebanon today. Our message for the people of Lebanon is unity, convergence, and joint efforts in order to construct and to bring further dignity to Lebanon. the message of the Iranian people for the people of Lebanon would be, again, sympathy and convergence and a steadfastness. The Iranian people will stand by Lebanese people in all areas and arenas and in the whole of the fields required by both nations. The people of Lebanon, also the people of Iran, shout the cry of peace, fraternity, and justice. I've come here to stress this joint aspiration of ours, that both of us are going after a lasting peace, a lasting security, as well as development and justice. We both have joint interests and joint enemies. Greetings to President.
السلام إلى فخامة السيد الرئيس اللبناني والإيراني. بالنظر إلى أن الاستقبال للشعب اللبناني في هذا اليوم.
On the that there was a warm welcome for both leaders.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of God. An Iranian reporter is going to ask his question.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ba tawajjuh be in ke
considering the fact
shoma sadaye shoma ro nadaran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Greetings to respected presidents of both friendly nations of Iran and Lebanon. My question for President Soleimani is that, given the historical welcome given to President Ahmadinejad by the Lebanese people, in the first place, what's your assessment of this? And could you tell us, given this large-scale welcome, the relations between the two countries will see a new chapter, we think, and this will usher in a new chapter in bilateral relations. How do you see the prospect of relations between the two countries of Iran and Lebanon?
First of all, to express I would like to express my thanks to the Iranians, and I personally would like to express my thanks to the Iranian president. We, of course, we share with the Iranian president and with the Iranian people, we share the same feelings which he expressed, and we share the same appreciation for his personality and for his unique struggle in political life. And we saw the feelings and the emotions of the Lebanese people when they welcomed the Iranian president. And this is an expression of the Lebanese people, the state and the people. The Lebanese welcome the visit of His Excellency President Ahmadinejad to Lebanon, and the Lebanese people and the Lebanese state look forward to solid ties, good ties. And these ties throughout history were unique ties, the ties between Iran and Lebanon and between the people of Iran and Lebanon. And these ties were personified by many of the great religious scholars who worked in Iran and Lebanon, Lebanese and Iranian, and they had a very, very important role to play in building religious schools and schools of teachings. The same goes for today. Today we signed a number of agreements, and we are in the process of signing other agreements, future agreements. We are preparing for signing future agreements as soon as possible, and these agreements included and will include all different issues, commerce, economics, health, sports, tourism, culture, defense, energy, electricity, dams. And we will also discuss how we can send gas, how we can send gas to Lebanon, and how we can import electricity from Iran to Lebanon. And these issues will be discussed with the participation of other countries like Turkey. And in addition, we will discuss, and we already have discussed, providing Iran with oil, with oil products and oil, and this is nothing strange to Iran and the relations between Iran and Lebanon. Lebanon also has capabilities. Lebanon is capable of helping Iran in some areas. Lebanon, of course, has a level of expertise in certain areas and it can help Iran. This is nothing strange because Iran stood side by side. And we express our thanks for Iran standing side by side with Lebanon in Lebanon's confrontation against Israel, especially the Israeli threats towards Lebanon. And Iran stood side by side with Lebanon in the July 2006 war and also participated to a great extent in reconstruction, what was destroyed. This is what Lebanon wants. And during the discussions, we said that three elements help Lebanon in confronting the Israeli enemy. The national unity, and we also, of course, how to maintain coexistence as an example in the Middle East, which is against the racial rule or the racial environment like in Israel, and which is against terrorism. So Iran can help Lebanon in this, and Iran can also help Lebanon in economics and growth. And this also is something which is very necessary so that the Lebanese people can be capable of continuing to persevere, to continuing to stand on their own two feet. And the Israeli claims of Lebanese oil are like an assault on Lebanon and an assault on Lebanon's dignity, because this makes investors leave Lebanon. We once again renew our thanks to His Excellency President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, and we hope and we wish that this visit will lead to a lot more and will help Lebanon and help Iran. And thank you very much.
All right, we're seeing live footage from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was conducting a live press conference with his Lebanese counterpart, Michel Soleiman. This is Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's first official visit since taking office in 2005.
دول في العالم بمقدورهم صنع هذا الجهاز وذلك من أجل البرامج العلمية والبحثية هو جهاز ضروري جدا
و توسط دانشمندان ایرانی ساخته شده من از طرف ملت ایران یه دونه از این دستگاه ها رو که مشاهده میکنید صمیمانه تقدیم میکنم به برادر عزیزم جناب آقای رئیس جمهور که میدانم ایشون با همه وجود و با عشق به دنبال ساختن لبنان
constructing Lebanon and bringing further progress and development to this country. This is a token of solidarity and joint efforts on the path of construction. This is given to respected President of Lebanon as a gift.
All right, we're watching live footage from the joint press conference held by Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad and his Lebanese counterpart, Michel Soleiman. We just saw the Iranian president offer a gift to the Lebanese president, Michel Soleiman. It was a gift on behalf of Iran as a token of solidarity. We are watching a live footage there from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. There you can see to the right Lebanese President Michel Soleiman, and to his right, actually onto the left, you're seeing Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. The opening statements of the press conference, so while Michel Soleiman started the press conference, in his opening statements he did mention that the two countries have signed a number of various agreements in oil, gas projects, important bilateral agreements in the fields of investment, health, water, electricity, education, tourism, agriculture, sports, and etc. Michel Soleiman also said that Lebanon supports Iran's nuclear energy program. In his opening statements, Mr. Soleiman mentioned that Lebanon continues to push Israel to implement UN resolutions. Beirut also stresses for a comprehensive resolution for the Palestinian struggle. Michel Soleiman also added that the world should differentiate between terrorism and resistance. This is in continuation of Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's arrival in Lebanon. This is his first official two-day visit, and it is the first such trip since he took office in 2005. President Ahmadinejad's visit is aimed at boosting bilateral ties. President Ahmadinejad was officially invited by his Lebanese counterpart, Michel Soleiman, and is expected to raise bilateral, regional, and international subjects during talks with officials. Later on in the press conference, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad spoke in summation of his comments. He thanked Lebanon for extending the invitation and also thanked the Lebanese for the warm welcome he received. For those of you who were watching Press TV earlier, everybody saw that the Iranian president received an unprecedented hero's welcome by the Lebanese as tens of thousands lined up in the streets to greet the Iranian president. President Ahmadinejad calls Lebanon a source of pride. He did mention that the discussions he had with his Lebanese counterpart were positive and constructive, stressing on Iran-Lebanon commonalities, calling for the further strengthening of ties with Lebanon. The Iranian president also lauded Lebanon's courageous resistance. The Palestinian cause, he mentioned, must be solved based on justice. The Iranian president also called for the liberation of the territories of Lebanon, which are under occupation, also adding that he calls for the same for the territory of Syria, which is under occupation. The Iranian president also added that the Middle East region does not want outside interference. He also mentioned that he does want lasting peace for the Lebanese nation. At the end of the press conference, we did see the Iranian president give his counterpart a gift or a token of solidarity, as he mentioned to his Lebanese counterpart, Michel Soleiman. This is, as we mentioned, in continuation of Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's official two-day visit to Lebanon. This is his first trip there since he took office in 2005. Ahmadinejad's visit to southern Lebanon is also set for Thursday there, where he will also address residents of the area. President Ahmadinejad received a true hero's welcome as tens of thousands lined across the streets and across the highway which linked the Beirut National Airport to the presidential palace. Tens of thousands of people holding up the Iranian flag, the Lebanese flag, were there to greet the Iranian president. The focus of this visit is to boost bilateral ties. We are going to continue with our rolling coverage of Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's visit to Lebanon throughout the day, so you might want to stay with us here on Press TV. But for now, we are... Oh, I believe we have our correspondent, Ali Rizk. He is joining us from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. He will be with us in just a moment. As I mentioned earlier, for those of you who are just joining us, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is in the Lebanese capital, Beirut. This is his first official visit there to Lebanon since he took office back in 2005. Prior to the visit, many Lebanese ministers expressed their happiness with the upcoming visit to Beirut of Iran's visit to Beirut, of the Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Now I'm communicating with the control room, and they tell me that our correspondent Ali Rizk is joining us from our satellite studios in Beirut. Ali, I'm going to pass it over to you. We just saw the press conference, the joint press conference between the Lebanese President Michel Soleiman and the visiting Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. What can you tell us about the comments that were just made there?
Well, what I found interesting about this press conference from both sides is how many times the word bilateral or the term bilateral ties were used. And I think this was the main aim of Iran and of Iran's president, the Iranian president's visit to this country, to Lebanon. Of course, Iran aims to put this visit within a state-to-state perspective, Lebanon-Iran. As we said before, many people here, Israeli officials, for example, some members in Lebanon who represent a minority, March 14, hawks we could say, did say that this is a show of support for Hezbollah, that Iran's visit to Lebanon is a show of support for Hezbollah, and maybe of course a show of support at a time where Hezbollah is anticipating, or Hezbollah is trying to counter a possible indictment over the assassination into former Lebanese Premier Rafiq Hariri, which occurred in February 2005. So what many are saying is that this visit comes as a show of support for Hezbollah at this very, very critical stage. So Iran, it seems, wants to counter this argument by putting its this visit within the perspective of state to state, Lebanon to Iran. If you noticed, he did mention and he did extend his thanks to the Lebanese president and also to Parliament of Sheikh Abiri, and most importantly, he expressed his thanks to Prime Minister Saad Hariri, which was, I think, the most important thanks which we heard. Hariri, as you do know, is known to be in the March 14 camp, so his mentioning of Hariri there was very, very significant when you refer to state-to-state ties and bilateral ties between both countries. Of course, the economic talks, the economic subjects which were mentioned also struck me, a very, very high number of economic agreements and agreements in other areas, for example, such as culture, trade, tourism, as you heard the Iranian president saying, that, and both presidents actually saying, that these ties between both countries go back a long way, are nothing new, but this step comes to promote these ties. So that was also something which was very striking, the cooperation on all different levels between both countries. Also a very important point mentioned by the Iranian president when he referred to the fact that people of a region can manage their own affairs, they don't need outside interference, a clear message there to the U.S., to the U.S. administration, which, as you do know, the U.S. administration has troop presence in the region, Iraq. Also, we see what's happening in Afghanistan and Pakistan, although that might be considered outside the region, a troop presence also in some countries in the Persian Gulf. So a clear reference there to the American administration. And one thing which also struck me was that Syria and Turkey were also mentioned. The Iranian president, when he stressed on the necessity to liberate occupied territories, he put Lebanon and Syria at the same time, referred to territories occupied in both Lebanon and Syria. On the other hand, the Lebanese president, when he spoke about importing gas from Iran, he said that Turkey might have a role in importing this gas from Iran. So I think what you can read here, and by the way, incidentally, referring to Turkey, There is talk now that the Iranian president might extend his stay one more day, stay here on Friday, and there might be a three-way summit with the arrival of the Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Friday, a three-way summit between Lebanon, Syria and Turkey. There is speculation that that might occur. But going back to the what I was saying, so the issue, the mentioning of Syria when it comes to occupied territories and Turkey when it comes to economic cooperation, I think open up the horizon for a new bloc which we could see in the region, which includes Iran, Syria, Turkey and now Lebanon. And I think that is a very, very big blow to the US, which has already lost a lot in the Middle East. We are seeing, of course, we saw the difficulties which US faced in Iraq, and now Lebanon, which used to be considered an ally of the US under the former Senora government, seems to be heading towards the realm of the resistive axis, which now is most importantly comprised of Iran, Syria, Turkey, and now Lebanon as a state. So I think these were the most important points which were mentioned, in addition to the fact that both leaders said that future agreements in different fields will also be signed in due course.
Turning back to the economic cooperation that you also mentioned in your comments, Michel Soleiman, at the beginning of the press conference, in his beginning comments, he did mention that the two countries have signed a number of various agreements in oil, gas, bilateral agreements in the fields of investment, health, water, electricity, education, tourism, so on and so forth. Tell us about the extent of how far these, first of all, the significance of these agreements and the broader scope of how far these will go to affect the positive effect of both countries, because the Iranian president did also call in his comments for the further strengthening of ties with Lebanon.
Yes, well, regarding these agreements, I think the most important agreement we should refer to is the agreements in energy. Now, we have to recall that the Iranian Minister of Energy was here in Lebanon just a few days before this visit, where an agreement was signed as well regarding to cooperate in the area of oil. Now, when it comes to energy and oil in particular, what is so important about this issue is that there is a dispute between Lebanon and Israel over oil reserves, which Lebanon insists is in Lebanon's waters, in Lebanon's shores. So Iranian assistance to Lebanon in this particular area, the area of energy, also has far-reaching regional repercussions. Also, it seems to be another way for Iran to stand up to Israel. So that must be read within that perspective. Now, regarding economic agreements, the other areas of agreement which you mentioned, such as water, such as culture, what that also does, you go back to the same issue, how Lebanon is going towards the realm of the resistance axis. Lebanon used to be known to be part of the Western realm. Even with Hezbollah, Lebanon as a state used to be part of a Western realm. For example, the main provider of military aid to the Lebanese army was the U.S. Culture, for example, we have an American university or two American universities here in Beirut. In other areas, tourism, etc. So America used to play those traditional roles in which these agreements today were signed between Iran and Lebanon, tourism, education, all of that. So what we're seeing here is maybe Iran replacing another country, particularly the U.S. replacing, or it could be the beginning, and it is the beginning process, of Iran replacing the United States in playing this role of being the traditional player in Lebanon when it comes to culture, when it comes to education, when it comes to all those issues which were mentioned by both sides. So when you look at these agreements which both the leaders mentioned, it has to be viewed within the regional perspective and how the US has lost yet another ally in the Middle East. I think that this visit which happened today and the agreements which were signed and these comments which we heard actually stamped down the fact that Lebanon has moved away, totally away from the axis which it used to be in, and I repeat, the axis which it used to be in as a state, if you put Hezbollah aside, as a state. Now, as a state, it seems that Lebanon is moving towards the other realm. Now, what remains to be seen here is how other regional players will look into it. For example, Saad Hariri, who was mentioned by the Iranian president, he was known to be pro-Western. So what is his stance going to be? Will he continue to march forward, for example, and march forward and insist on supporting the International Tribunal, which might indict members of Hezbollah, Or will he, after this move by Lebanon to the other realm, will he abandon this, and will he consider the indictment against Hezbollah as being an Israeli plot, as Hezbollah itself regards? So I think how Hariri responds to the indictment, or the expected indictment against Hezbollah, will very much determine how much Lebanon actually has moved towards the realm of resistance, and how much Saad Hariri, who is Prime Minister, how much he is willing to change his stance.
All right, many thanks. That was Press TV's correspondent Ali Rizk from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Ali was summing up the joint press conference of the two presidents of Iran and Lebanon. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's visit to Lebanon will continue, as will Press TV's rolling coverage of this major event.